Because we're live now, back here at Autonomy, a show about sovereignty. This is the Late Night Convoy Report from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, the capital of Canada, turning into the biggest truck stop in the world. And we're loving it. I have with me now my partner, Brian Downey, who just asked me how many people you think were there tonight. So, it's hard to say.
It's hard to say when you're on the ground in the middle of it. I would say, I really can't say because it's when you're in one little spot, you're only one person. If you were on a plane looking down, you could get an idea. But a rough guess, I would say 50,000 people.
Do you think these 50,000 were people that came in for the day only?
There's going to be a... I met a lot of people from all walks of life. You expect there be more men than women? I don't think so. I think there was equal amount, if not maybe more women.
During the daytime?
A lot of women. I wasn't there at night. It's not as... Tonight was probably... pretty good, pretty big, but it was a steady flow. I was in the market three blocks, two and a half blocks from Parliament Hill. And me and my buddy were sitting in his car, and then we'd walk up to the hill, and then we'd come back and hang out. I did some videotaping and we both talked to everybody. And everybody wanted to talk to me because I stood out. I got a Frank Sinatra fedora on and a big long alpaca coat. I look like kind of a friendly Al Capone from the 40s with a smile on my face, and everybody talked to me. Every Quebecois, every new Canadian from whatever country, all the English people from Ontario, all the people from the West, everybody had a big smile on their face, proud to be together and standing up for their country. The cops, I talked to all the cops. I've talked to the RCMP. I talked to the Ottawa police. I talked to the OPP. They all know. They all are with us. They all, first of all, they swore an oath to protect us. Yeah, 90% of them. And just about everyone I talked to, they said, look, we just, and seeing as I'm not a kid, they say, well, just keep your eyes open if there's any stuff. And I said, it's like a 1960s hippie hootenanny. Everybody's got a smile on their face. Everybody's proud to be there. I've never seen, and I've been around Ottawa, the city that fun forgot. I've been around here way, way too long. And I've never seen this kind of joy at being in the city. And those it's just marvelous to see this outcoming for a tyrannical government that's being controlled, that is broken just about the whole Nuremberg code, has fractured our charter of freedoms and rights. And I can't believe the amount of people in Canada that are just saying, this is fine. This is tyranny. And these people that were there today are my heroes. And I'm proud of them, and I was proud to be there. And I spent the afternoon with my friend, my old buddy Luke, who just got enough money to get by every month. And he went to a dollar store. He bought 40 flags. He bought about 25 windmills with Canada on them. And every family that walked by that had a little kid that didn't have a flag, he would be hooting and hollering out the window, bring your child over here. And he'd give him a flag or a windmill. It was wonderful to see this.
How many hours have you been out there?
Oh, geez, I was out there about 4 or 5 today.
Oh, my gosh. How cold do you think it was?
It wasn't bad until you got behind them, the shadow of them big buildings. Oh, God, that was cold. And then the draft.
Oh, yeah. It was a big wind today.
Yeah, the draft in between the buildings. And when it blocks the sun out, it was nippy.
Did somebody offer you a hot beverage?
I've seen so much kindness. I see people carting wagons full of food, giving them to the protesters, but mainly making sure all of the truckers and the people that have come thousands of miles to stand up for us. I've seen wagon loads of people with a big smile on their face, you know, giving free food out. And gas and towels and whatever else.
There's trucks going around with like gas.
Yeah.
I can't believe how well organized it is.
Not
a spot on the place. No trash anywhere. Nobody's dropping nothing there.
No, it's anybody who dares mention there's a big mess. I've been on the ground 3 days now, and it's cleaner than it usually is.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And it's also a lot safer.
It's really safe.
Yeah.
I've seen a few things where there wasn't any aggression.
No.
I've seen a few things where people were teetering and tottering, and it was really slippery. Oh my God, I gotta get new boots. And people automatically went over, helped the people, grabbed a few people, say, look, let me give you a hand. You're sliding down here, sliding down there. I've never seen so many women, especially the women from Quebec. Oh, a lot of Ontario too, but the women from Quebec with the flags and the posters and a big smile, and Middle Eastern women all over, big smile, heartwarming, loved it. Made me proud.
I couldn't help eyeballing in the car. I was back in the car. I was happy I made it. I was like getting there once. Then I got over it. And then in the car, I was just like so moved. That these people just, they don't let these that these they don't let these criminals get away with it. They want their country back. They want their way of life back. And they're not going to take no for an answer. They're going to stay there. Okay. They're well organized.
Okay. We've stood up and we started to snowball rolling down the hill. The other thing.
I really hope so.
The NHL, Canada's major sport, is just about ready to pull their teams out of Canada and say, okay, we had enough of this nonsense. Let's bring all them teams. Can you see the Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Maple Leafs moving to the States? You might as well close this country up.
Pretty much, yeah. I would think so. I have a story now, too. Have a sip of tea. I made you some nice chaga. This was Brian Downey. Please follow him at groovegardens.net. I don't know what to call him. The most authentic, old school, any style drummer that there is in north of the Mason-Dixon line. And his website is at groovegardens.net. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you this. I was at Sussex and Rideau a little bit later before, after you left. I think you were already gone. We must have missed us each other shortly there by air. And they were playing, guess what? Great Balls of Fire. And everybody was just looking around and going like, that's such a good song, you know? And later, you know, in the first part of this broadcast tonight, in the late night convoy report from Ottawa, Canada, here in Autonomy, a show about sovereignty. I told you all that I was witnessing some weird people, two persons, because I wasn't quite sure if they were even men or women, because one of them was wearing a toque with a hole only for his eyes and his mouth, and a black toque for that matter. And as he was walking by, he was looking over his shoulder and spotted me videotaping him marching by, right? And as soon as he noticed that, he started turning his head so his face would like be away from the camera, so people wouldn't notice anymore, or the camera wouldn't notice anymore, that his face was in fact unidentifiable. And it was also concealed what gender he was. Excuse me. So I saw some other weird stuff. There was a bus going by, school bus going by. I felt that was some really questionable driving going around the slippery corner there. The cops were right behind that. Just a few moments later. And then I also saw an ambulance. I mean, that's not that spectacular on a Saturday night in the capital of a country. But not only these two people did I see, but off and on, I think just a bit before that, there was another gentleman at a trash container, a dumpster that was just right one car over where I was parked. And I know, well, because I saw guys piling up trash. Like, he picked up trash and put it on top of the dumpster because the dumpster was already full. And then I was just like, oh, what is going on here? And I felt like I really wanted to have some other opinion on this observation. And somebody who had been on the hill reporting the whole day said, yeah, we've seen a few people with these black masks on. You know, we don't want to dwell on this negative energy, but we've seen a few people with these black masks on. So not only I did I see some people with these masks on, but other people also saw them. Okay? So then I went to the cops. Let me finish the story. I just needed to tell a cop after that. And as I was pulling out, it was a great conversation with the cop. As I was pulling out back in my car, because in between that, the story with the man, with this gentleman happened who fell on his head. Okay, so that was an additional half an hour I was busy with that. Then I went back to my car, and as I was pulling out, I saw pulling in a security detail checking out the dumpster. So the cop had called somebody to check out the dumpster upon my report if there was no something deposited there, or if everything was okay, you know. And I was so happy to see that they were on that, and they were taking me seriously, and they were with the thing. And it was just minutes later, this special unit was there. Is that cool or what, man?
It is.
That is cool, isn't it? I was so happy I was able to see that, you know, because it was just all a bit too weird, you know. Would you like to share anything else tonight?
Later.
Would you like to say goodnight to our audience?
Thank you all for listening to us. Come and join the party. Bring our freedoms back.
Are you going to be out there again tomorrow night?
I am.
Okay, good. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. These are aspects that you might not get captured on camera entirely. And I'm going to brave it, certainly, one more time tomorrow. It's been so much fun tonight. If you haven't been, come out. Put your snow pants on. Get your really big boots on. And brave it. They braved it for us. It's not that difficult. This time around, it's so well organized. Everybody's there. All the good people are there. Come and join the good people. Come out to the hill where all Canadians talk about everything. It's just so different. The city, I've never seen it that way. All right, you all, I'm going to break this off and I catch you all again sometime later.